So you can eat your chocolates now, because God is so good, it doesn't matter whether we're naughty or nice. You go ahead and eat your chocolates. If you like to, you can save it for later. There might be one or two left over if Philippa didn't eat them all, didn't take them all. Okay, now I just want to get you thinking a little bit about how naughty or nice you really are. Because we're used to looking at things from a human perspective, because we are human. But I want to get you to think about how nice or naughty you are compared to the nicest human ever. Now, I'm tempted to say this is Don, the nicest person ever, not because he's married to Steph and has to put up with her, but because Don... but because Don plays the banjo, but chooses not to, which makes him the nicest man. Sorry, buddy. Now, I think we would all agree that we know who really is the nicest human ever. And I'm going to ask Timmy to come up here, please, Timmy. And Timmy is going to play the part of Jesus. So can you stand about here for me? We've got a special cordoned off area for Jesus. It's a great part to play, isn't it? Jesus, you get to be the star of the show. Now is your moment. So here's Timmy on one end of the spectrum. Now, what about the most evil person ever? You can throw some names out, please. Any offers? Most evil person ever. Who? No. No, be serious. Come on. Genghis Khan. The devil. Satan. Well, we're going people here. We're going people. So technically, I'm going to go with, let's say, Hitler. Could be Stalin. Could be maybe Judas. Somebody like that. So, bit of typecasting here. Rob, can you please? You see, I've cast perfectly the role. Come on. Come on, Adolf. Come on over here. Come on over here. You just stand over here. Stay there. So you see now the spectrum. Over here, the most perfect, sinless Jesus. Fully God and fully human. And over here, the most evil. So let's think who might be the next holiest, the next most perfect person. And I'm gonna nominate Peter. Where's Peter to play this role? Peter, come up here, please. Fantastic. Come on up. Yes. Yes, I've asked Peter because he's such a good guy. He's such a saintly guy, growing in his personal saintliness and sanctification as he walks with the Lord through life. But I'm not going to get you to play yourself, Peter. You could be Simon Peter, because we've got the double act. But I'm going to go with the Apostle Paul, because I think there's a case to be made that apart from Jesus, the Apostle Paul is possibly the most godly man who's ever walked the earth. So as growing in his sanctification, walking with his Lord, growing ever closer to the personification of personal perfection, get yourself back over here, Buster, where you belong, just right about here. So now that might seem surprising, that might seem harsh, but what I want you to picture here is the vast length of this spectrum. With Jesus, perfect, sinless, holy, which is to say he has an otherness about him, a total separation of holiness and perfection. Even the holiest of humans next to Jesus is so far away that the distance between him and the most evil person is negligible. Is negligible. Now, Peter, or Paul, or both actually, in the moment that they accept Jesus, in the moment that they accept Jesus as their Lord and the only person who can ever save them from what they deserve, in that moment they are justified. That is to say that Jesus counts them as being over here with him. Not through their own good, but because of his and their faith in him. And we do get to make these little steps of goodness as we go through life. It's called sanctification. We get a bit more saintly as we go through life. And then comes the day when Paul goes to heaven and he is glorified. He gets to be with his Lord and Savior, Jesus. Do you see the difference? Fantastic. Let's give these folks a wonderful round of applause as they go back to, as they go back to their seats. That chasm between us, even at our best, and the standard of heaven and the holiness of Jesus and of God is unbridgeable in our own strength. And that's why this gift that we're given at Christmas, the gift of Jesus, is so, so important. That's why it's such good news. It's so important that everybody is offered that gift. And the lengths that Arthur Christmas goes to is maybe a little illustration of that. So this Christmas morning, just take a moment to thank God for the gift that he worked so hard and gave such sacrifice to make sure was under your tree.